We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
So I say, my friends, that we go out there today and we kick coronavirus ass. That's what I say.
And it is 5:08 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So, yeah, we have some local distilleries which have retooled and they're now doing hand sanitizer. And I think if all goes well, we should have three of them with whom to speak here in succession over the next few minutes. And let's start off with a man with 1 foot cock. And Frank Weber joins us with 1 foot cock. Frank, thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Hey, Tom, thank you. Thanks for reaching out. We appreciate it. Appreciate being able to get the message out.
Well, tell us what you guys are doing and when and why you started doing it.
Well, it all starts when the fields of western New York, it starts in farms out in Wyoming County. I'm literally sitting in my truck right now. I just went, picked up a load of corn from Pierce Milling out in Arcade. And we're gonna take all that corn and we're going to turn it into what would have been vodka and whiskey. We're going to turn it into hand sanitizer now, which is it's honestly a little surreal, but it feels good to be able to help out in any way we can here. So
when did you have the idea to retool from the drinkable and delicious stuff you make to hand sanitizer?
Pretty much is when things were starting to get real, when they were starting to close things down and starting to restrict travel coming into the U.S. We started talking about, wow, it sounds like there's a real problem here. So and then we had to close our bar, which is our tasting room bar, which is a big portion of our business. People coming down here into Larkinville, coming in and being able to buy a bottle and enjoy a cocktail, we had to, stop doing that. So we were initially just going to do bottle delivery with our alcohol. And then the government actually loosened up. They moved very quickly they seen the need. They seen that distillers were able to help out. So they loosened up the regulations, because typically there's a you can't have a DSP, which is the federal distiller's license, and make hand sanitizer. You have to have some other permits to do that. It's not just this. There's a lot of regulation involved. So the government got it right there. They took their hands off, said, "Go at it, boys. Here's what we want you to do. Here's how you're going to do it." They gave us guidelines, which we're following, and we were able to reach out to other people in the community. And this is the great part about, Western New Yorkers. We were able to reach out to people in the community and get some things that we needed. One, we needed to label this stuff. So we were able to reach out to Small Press, Alma Press, and Niagara Label. They turned stuff around right away for us. We needed bottles. I called up Mayer Brothers, Garrett Mayer. He said, how many do you want? Chemicals, we needed some glycerin and some other stuff to adhere to how they want you to make it. So we called up a local chemical supplier, got us what we needed for adding to the ethanol. So it really pulled together well.
You have made a donation to local first responders of hand sanitizers?
We have been, yeah. So what I've been doing is people in uniform, they're coming in. We try to hook them up. We try to balance it out with people coming in from the public and then hospitals. And then what I've been doing at the end of the day is I've stopped at a few precincts, handing out some bottles, and then different places that call in that need stuff, you know, we'll hook them up in any way we can. Our process it's not like Purell. It's not super efficient in making hand sanitizer, but we can do it. And we can get it out there that way. It's, like I said, it's not the most efficient way of doing it, but it's still making a difference.
And how can people get themselves a 1 foot cock hand sanitizer?
Reach out to us, follow us on Facebook or Instagram, Buffalo Distilling, BuffaloDistilling.com or Buffalo Distilling on Facebook, Buffalo_Distilling on Instagram. And we're constantly updating our posts. We have some left. We're going into production again. I told my distiller he's working overtime. We're burning the candle, so we're going to try and make as much as we can and make it available to as many people as possible.
All right. And, Frank, while you're on the phone, I just want to explain. Some people have sick minds. I don't know who those people would be. But 1 foot cock, actually, you started the rumor is you may have started distilling out in Bennington in a barn, maybe. And in that barn, there was a rooster, and the rooster had one leg. And you guys were looking for a name for your product, and somebody looked at the rooster and said, 1 foot cock.
That's true. We did start distilling. We called it the Moonshine Shack out in Bennington, Wyoming County. I'm from Bennington. I went to Attica High School. So it was a hobby. And we were doing it out in my barn, and the hobby kind of grew a little bit. And we knew we wanted the name of the company to be Buffalo Distilling, but we couldn't have the brand name have Buffalo in it because there's already a whiskey company called Buffalo Trace, so they recommended we don't use the word Buffalo in our branding. But there was a rooster on the side of the barn that we started in, and a family member used to joke around about the 1 foot cock on the barn, so it kind of just fell into place, you know.
Yeah, some things are just meant to be, bro, and that is definitely one of them. Frank Weber with 1 foot Cock, I'm glad you could join us on WBEN, and people can follow you on Facebook. Really appreciate your time and what you're doing.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for reaching out.
Absolutely. Let's go to Charisse Callahan right now with Yoga Pants Vodka. Charisse, you guys are also hand sanitizing now.
Yes, Tom. Thanks for having me on. Yes, our hip sanitizer is a little bit different. It's not quite like 1 foot cocks. Ours is in a spray bottle, and you can spray it on surfaces, your hands, things you need to sanitize.
And how did you guys, first of all, what was involved in retooling? Was there any mechanical retooling or refitting that had to be done?
No, not for us.
And when did you make the decision, hey, we'd best get into hand sanitizer?
Actually, when the virus started hitting the United States, and specifically, you know, New York State, a coworker of mine, she picked up an extra bottle of isopropyl alcohol and brought it to the distillery and said, here, in case you need this, I have a type 1 diabetic young son, and people at that point were hoarding medical supplies like alcohol. And so she wasn't sure if I would be able to get alcohol wipes for my son's injection. So she brought me this bottle, and I said, Joan, I said, we have all the alcohol we can possibly use, because when it comes out of the still, it's at over 190 proof. So she's like, oh, that's right. And then light bulb went on, and I said, this is what we're going to do.
And how long does it take the distilling process to make the sanitizer versus your normal wares?
It takes, it actually takes a shorter amount of time for us, because we are making the mash, and then the mash sits there for anywhere from 7 to 10 days in our mash tanks, and then we put it through 2 stills. So when it comes out of those stills, we add the other ingredients to it, and bam, we have sanitizer. Whereas for our vodka and gin products, we have to add extracts and let it sit there and then filter and filter and filter. So,
well, I know you've chastised me for my unwillingness to try your Krupnik, but I'll try it. The minute I finish this diet, I will be able to have alcohol again.
Well, that sounds great. I would love it if you try our Krupnik.
And how do people, are you selling yet your product to the general public?
Oh, yes. We're in over 40 liquor stores.
So people at their favorite liquor store will be able to find Yoga Pants hand sanitizer.
No, we're not selling the sanitizer. We're donating all the sanitizer. We donated about 1,000 bottles this past week to first responders.
And do you see a time when you're going to be able to sell it to the public, or are you just going to be making it for our first responders?
Right now, we're just it's all donations.
Wow, that's amazing. That really is. I can't imagine what that's costing you guys.
It's costing a lot, to be honest with you, but we feel right now that it's people over profits, and it's something that we feel we just really need to do. We have first responders and our family, and I've always appreciated the work that they do. So they're first in line, and then after that, we can open it up to other agencies and see how fast we can make it. And I don't know if Frank mentioned this, but us personally, and I know other distilleries are having some trouble getting bottles.
Yeah, he called Meyer Brothers.
Yes, he did. We're just having trouble getting enough supplies that way.
What kind of bottles do you need? What size, what shape? I'm not sure about bottle nomenclature. You'll need to help me.
Right now we're using 4-ounce plastic spray bottles. So.
And you need those?
Yes. I have 1,800 on order right now. They should be coming next week. But the more the merrier, absolutely. And then my graphic design guy, Rick Gallis, he donated his time and talents to design our label, and we just got them printed.
Excellent. Well, I know that Gateway Longview is in need of hand sanitizer products. If you're looking for somebody to receive them, I know they put out a plea, I think it was yesterday, Gateway Longview, but if you could keep those folks in mind, that would certainly be appreciated. I know that the need right now exceeds the availability, but want to thank you, Charisse, very much for what you're doing. Very kind of you.
Thank you, and I will put Gateway right on my list.
Excellent. Happy to hear that. Charisse Callahan joining us with Yoga Pants Vodka. They also make Krupnik, which I'll try the minute I finish off this diet. We're going to talk with another local distiller coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm getting intoxicated with the feeling of goodwill. Joining us right now from Uncle Jumbo's Distillery, we have Nick Catrides. Nick, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your time and trouble on a Friday afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Tom. Great.
So, Nick, you guys are in the process of donating hand sanitizer, as I understand it.
Yeah, we've given away to first responders also, talking with the sheriffs. Niagara Falls Police. We gave some away individual offices in hospitals, nurses, whatever we can do. But I'm taking a little different approach. If there's any luck involved in all this, is that we made a tremendous amount of alcohol for a new brand that we launched, which is a less expensive brand. So we had a bunch of alcohol put off the side. And then it's just me and my boys. And I said to them, you know, we can always make alcohol and we can always make vodka, but we're not always going to be able to make hand sanitizer. And since we can't make toilet paper, this is the next best thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Of course, giving it away, you're not taking in any money. As long as the Niagara Falls PD 4 to midnight shift is well taken care of, that's what I care about.
Definitely. But here's the thing, though. I've partnered with a bunch of bigger companies, local companies, and I have to mention them. Niagara Label, Frank mentioned them. We use them also. Perry's Ice Cream donated a bunch of containers to us. Crayer Farms is getting me as much corn as I need to ferment and to create alcohol. Niagara Lubricant is helping us out. And so what I've done, there's not too many places that people can, you know, not come together, but go out of their house. And one of those places are grocery stores. So with Tops and Dash's Markets, we just joined with Dash's, where they could have their sanitizer to protect their employees and mitigate the spread of the disease, and to the shoppers that are grocery shopping. So trying to get in the hands of people that when they're out and about, where they don't have to pay for the sanitizers to stay safe. So my thing was to see how we can join forces as companies, corporations, to help people when they need to get out there and to use sanitizer.
Nick Catrides, for how long do you plan on making the hand sanitizer? This thing doesn't seem to be going anywhere in the foreseeable future.
Well, I'm looking forward to going back to making vodka. We almost threw in the towel this week. We've just been inundated with requests, and as someone else mentioned, you know, we're not really set up. We're not a Purell. We're not a hand sanitizing company. We're a temporary hand sanitizing company, and the sooner that this goes away, the better for everyone, and we can go back to doing what we do best.
When you say you almost threw in the towel, what do you mean?
You know, honestly, Tom, we've been fried. We're literally working around the clock, and when I say around the clock, 24 hours, and trying to catch a couple hours here, a couple hours there. We have a couch in the distillery. Whose turn is it to sleep on the couch? Getting orders coming in. We're a pretty large craft distillery, and you wouldn't even know that we're there in Clarence because we're not a distillery that has a tasting room. 30 years I've been in the food and beverage. I used to own Toro Restaurant on Elmwood, Faherty's on Elmwood, Empire Grill on Hurdle Avenue. I sold all that. You know, retired and then got bored and, you know, oh, this would be a good idea to do this since, you know, I'm too old to learn a new trick, but I'm too young to retire. We created the company to make vodka. It's a pretty big distillery. So the distillery is big enough to try to get as much hand sanitizer on people's hands, but even that is taxing our capabilities to get it out there. But, you know, as long as we continue to do what we can, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, well, the local distillery community is to be applauded for what you guys are doing and all the donations you're making. And, of course, you're making sure that the shoppers and the workers at Dash's have some nice, clean hands. And, Nick Catrides, I want to thank you very much from joining us from Uncle Jumbo's. And when this is all over and when I'm allowed to have alcohol again, we'll certainly stop by and do some sampling.
Tom, thank you very much for telling our story. You know, as distillers, we are a small community, but...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It seems like we're trying to do the right thing.
Oh, absolutely, and amen to that. Thank you very much. Nick Catrides with Uncle Jumbo's. Wow. I never thought the show was going to go down this road today, but it just works out that way. It's live, local radio. It's all spontaneous. It's not scripted. It's 527 at News Radio 930 WBEN. At some point soon, we'll be going to the White House and the news update from the Coronavirus Task Force.
Taking away the moments that make up the dull day.
I can't play it all. I was going to try, but it'd be bad form, I suppose. 539 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Bowerly with you on a Friday. Be here live until 7 o'clock. At any point, we could be going to, well, we're going to be, whenever they have it, we'll be going live to the White House and the Coronavirus Task Force news conference. At 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have an ABC News special report on COVID-19. And this weekend, of course, we'll have live and local coverage for you through much of tomorrow. Sunday, we have a lot of live and local coverage. I will be here from 1 until 4 o'clock on Sunday. And Rush Limbaugh has not been on the radio, just in case you were wondering. He has just not been on. So it would be rather futile to run a best of when there's no best of best of. It is 540 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And our phone number is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Well, I know what they're saying about social distancing, but last night got together with about eight friends. Yeah. It was Thursday night, got together with eight friends on video conference. It was so good to see their faces. It was so good to hear their voices, but it was a video conference. Other than that, all I can tell you is it has been, for me, much as it is for you. I've got it a little bit better because at least I still get to see Phil Kennedy, our chief of staff. I still get to see Tim Wenger. I still get to see Tom Puckett, Brendan Keeney, and Mike Baggerman sometimes. Actually, I haven't seen Bags in a few days. Brendan, I didn't see him today. So I'm exposed to some people and then one other person, and that's it. I have not seen my kids. I've not seen my ex-wife. I've not seen my mom. Not seen any friends. It is a solitary existence. And, you know, it is what it is, but it is best for everybody that we socially isolate. Have actually gone out, I should mention, have actually gone out to pick up food, because during this time, I'm trying my best to support the local restaurant community. and I'm also lazy and don't really feel like cooking. Although I do have some delicious bison steak that I got to cook up this weekend for next week, but that's about it. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk about people being anxious or depressed over this COVID-19 situation, and been a lot of talk about how people are actually getting together on video. And if you, like we did last night, socialized with your friends via video, you want to talk about it, it's a little bit weird. Here we are in 2020. And one of the bad things about this, and I saw this coming a couple of weeks ago. I saw a lot of this coming a couple of weeks ago. If you go back and you listen to the shows, which if you want to do it, you can. I don't go back and listen to what I did. But I speculated that with so many people locked up at home, there were going to be some issues with the internet. And we are seeing that. The internet, basically, according to a story on the Drudge Report, is bursting at the seams. And some of the streaming services have actually cut down the resolution to boost speed. And the internet is, it's almost starting to burst the pipes. And if the internet goes down for a lengthy period of time, many of us at that point are going to be clawing our eyes out. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to have to do something to add computer capacity to the internet at the hubs of the internet to make sure that at least we don't lose that. I mean, a world without X-Hamster, Phil, I don't think we could live. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So, are you video conferencing with friends? Are you social distancing that way? Because we're all adamant about doing it because none of us want to make each other sick. I've told you this before, but you know, I'm part of this group of literally dozens of people who are friends, and we've got routines that we do, and we're always hanging out together. And at the beginning of this thing, before the seriousness of it really hit us all, you know, we were talking about the possibility of, well, we can't go to the bar, so let's go to somebody's house. Well, that hasn't happened, and that's not going to happen because we recognize the importance of social distancing. Like I say, neither of us want to get sick, and I'm sorry, none of us want to get sick, and none of us want to be the agent through which one of our friends gets sick because, you know, there are a lot of high-risk or vulnerable people in the group of friends. So if you've been video conferencing to alleviate some of the isolation, that's good. I don't know how you're doing with anxiety. I don't know how you're doing with depression. I would imagine that it is quite crushing for many of you. And it probably is multifaceted. I mean, you're depressed about the overall situation. You're depressed about being as isolated as you probably are. And you probably have a great deal of anxiety if you're not working and you don't have any income coming in. Especially if that isn't the kind of life you are used to leading. You might be somebody who's 45 years old and you've never had a day without work that wasn't your own choice your entire life. And suddenly, without warning, you find yourself in the ranks of the unemployed. And I don't know if anybody has been able to put together any, you know, here's the lesson I learned from all of this. But if you have a lesson you've learned from all of this, I'd like to know what it is. One of the lessons I think for some folks may be that what your parents talked about when they said save for a rainy day does have some validity to it. But it's tough to do given all of the other debts and the crushing expenses you have. Food, shelter, auto insurance, health insurance, car payments, student loan debt. You know, it's easier said than done, but it's shocking to find out that many Americans didn't even have $1,000 saved up for a quote-unquote rainy day. All right, let's get to the calls, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Daryl in Medina. You are on WBEN.
Question, Tom. I don't know if this means anything or not. We happen to have the biggest, we got the ethanol plant over here. That's 200 proof alcohol. And I'm wondering if, I, you know, I, I don't know if one of the somebody with a lot more power than I have would be able to get some of that alcohol to help make the for the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, what plant are you talking about?
The ethanol plant.
Is that what it's called, the ethanol plant?
It's Western New York Energy.
Okay.
And I've been through the plant, and all that really is, Tom, is they take corn, field corn, and then they put yeast and all that in it, only it's like the tanks they're using are like 10 stories high. And I mean, and they're pumping a million gallons of ethanol out of this plant a week. So if I'm sure if they were approached by somebody, you know, they're not going to do it and give it to somebody like me or you. But if the right person of authority could get a hold of them, maybe they could talk them into a few barrels.
Well, what is the ethanol currently used for?
Gasoline. They have to. Oh, you wouldn't know this.
There's a lot I don't know.
The ethanol. It's, think of it like making the alcohol, like the people of the distilleries are doing. They contaminate. They have, when if they're shipping that with by truck, like I know the guys from the truck stop up there, where they drop gas, but they don't, they have to leave a certain amount of gas in their tanks. They come down here to the plant, and they have to contaminate that with gasoline because of it being a nature of something. If somebody stole a tank of a whole tanker of it, they'd have a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. I don't know if it's needed for, you know, putting the ethanol in the gasoline. If there's any left over, I have no idea. The distillers that we spoke with earlier, they seem to be doing as good a job as they possibly can in getting hand sanitizer out to especially those who most need it. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Steve in Buffalo. Steve, you're on. Hello.
Yeah. The question I have is, like, if you, I got a neighbor with who's adopted children. He's got boys his own age, you know, they're out of the house and already. But wouldn't you want to? And then four doors to my right, I have an elderly woman that today I talked to, and she's like, just stay behind the fence. And I go, you know, in 2 days I'm going back shopping if you need anything. But wouldn't you want to know, to level this off, you know, who, I mean, they're giving us numbers, but they're not telling us where these sick people are, is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't think it much matters. I've been saying for a long time that you have to act and assume that there is COVID-19 everywhere, and you have to take the steps you can to protect yourself. I see no value at this point in saying patient 47 was at such and such place, such and such time, and then went over here, and then went over there. I think the prevalence of this is so common, and has been so common for quite some time, that I'm actually glad they have stopped telling people where COVID-19 positive people have been. I think it's counterproductive because it gives people a false sense of security.
Yeah, well, but if you felt your neighbor was ill and they said they felt ill, wouldn't you want to, like, stab that off to try to level it off, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, if somebody feels ill, they need to self-quarantine and keep an eye on symptoms and, most importantly, talk to their doctor.
But they're giving us numbers, but there's not enough information yet on all of this. I know this is bad. It is bad. But we're not getting. The numbers are not adding up.
Well, the stats are never going to make sense because everybody isn't being tested. They are only testing people who are coming forth with symptoms of COVID-19 and a few other people who have come into contact with people who have the symptoms. The testing is done on a skewed sample to begin with. We're not ever going to know if it really affects 50 or 80 or 100% of the people out there.
And Mr. Bowler, you're correct. Correct. What you just said, you're very correct on it. I understand what you're saying.
But hold on a minute. I got to get to traffic, but I want to pick up on the other side of that. I mean, at this point, folks, I mean, I'm sorry, but it just makes sense to follow the hand washing, to follow the social distancing, to try your best to keep COVID-19 at bay. And you have to assume that it's everywhere. It doesn't matter whether your grocery store wasn't mentioned in the latest county list, which they're not putting out anymore. It doesn't matter. You have to assume it's there and act accordingly. Let's go back to Steve in Buffalo. So, I mean, Steve, as far as your elderly neighbor is concerned, I mean, if she has symptoms, you know, she obviously needs to self-quarantine, self-isolate, and hopefully if she needs anything from the store, you will be nice enough to, as somebody who is asymptomatic, you will be nice enough to pick it up for her and leave it on her porch.
Definitely. I stood behind her fence, 10 feet away, probably 12 feet today, and we talked for almost a half hour. She seemed healthy to me, but she's just afraid, and she's got a little sniffle, and she says every time this time of year she gets that, you know, the little bit of rain we had last night and everything. But what, you know, maybe we should lock everything down completely for a few weeks to totally isolate everything.
Well, there were rumors going around that that actually was going to happen. Is it going to come to that? I don't know. On the one hand, we've got the public health officials saying we need to continue what we're doing right now in the name of public health. On the other hand, you've got people saying, wow, if you want to talk about ways to tank the economy for a good long time, this is how you do it.
Yeah. Financially, this is not a good thing. But on the other hand, you know, and all this money, you know, Uncle Sam wants to throw out, this is not going to help us either on that hand also. You know, I know I'm speaking on financial aspects right now, but we have to figure something out here. I'm first generation here. I love this country. I was always taught by my mom and dad, this is the greatest nation in the world. I've been here since 1967, and I still love this country. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is my heart right here, and it's just sad for me to see us going down this way in sickness and financially and stores and toilet paper and all this stuff. I just can't, you know. I'm not psychologically stressed at all. A little bit. I'll admit to it, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, don't lose heart, because this country is a lot more resilient than you think it is, and you as an individual are a lot more resilient than you think you are. You know, after this situation, I don't know that we're going to have any snowflakes left, because the so-called snowflake generation is basically being tempered by the fire of COVID-19. And this is a situation that none of us of any age, unless they were alive in 1918, 1919, have lived through before.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.